sign no playoff team no more. Like, Kyle Lowry and Van Santee, as much as I like how they play together, nigga, they are not no power forward or no center, my nigga. And that was really what was pushing them teams, my nigga. Don't get me wrong, Lowry is the controller of that team, but who was getting most of their points was from C.I. from down if Van Vliet ain't go off. None of their
guards
over there just gonna change over their team and make them a playoff.
So Toronto is out of the playoffs.
I ain't saying they out of. They gonna be at that low bottom. They gonna be in that play-in shit.
Oh, the seventh through ten.
Yeah, I'm about to say the 15 now of the East Division is still a playoff spot now, because they can play in to the 7th and 8th spot.
Yeah.
So don't look at it just so, you know what I'm saying, through the first 2-8 like the original shit. I'm not saying they're going to make that. They'll fight for 9 to 10. That's what I'm saying.
Just like Atlanta will.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I think Atlanta might be in that bit, though, bro.
Yeah, with the pickups they got, I think Atlanta can be a 7 seed, a 6 seed, 8 seed. Anywhere in there, 6 to 8, 7 through 8.
Down.
Yeah, because of Brooklyn going up.
Yeah. So shit.
Toronto slid down.
Did they ever say what Giannis doing?
He haven't signed no contract yet.
Like I said, that's all depending on what he. If he fuck around it, I'd love to see this nigga go to the Heat. I really would.
It was supposed to be the Heat, Dallas, and Toronto, the top teams, top three teams.
Nigga, I'm going to the Heat. Nigga, if you could play him, I don't know what you do with Adebayo, because he's really not no 5. And I don't even know what Giannis, does Giannis play the 4 or the 3?
Man, he playing 1 through 5.
But I'm just saying, when he was with Milwaukee, what did they have him naturally start, the 4?
Yeah. At one point, he was the 3 when he first got there.
So you telling me a power forward that won the MVP the last 2 years?
That's what they said. Point forward has won MVP past 2 years. Over James Harden. You know James Harden's supposed to have 4 MVPs right now. At least 3.
He was never winning his division.
Yeah, but he should have at least had 3. They could have gave him.
This nigga took over.
I feel like LeBron could have won this year.
With MVP?
Yeah.
At first I didn't, but then I he could have.
You look at all the stats and you look at the games and how he played, shit, man, these niggas, he could have won that hoe too. They could have gave him that too, shit. I want to see what they're going to do with Kyle Kuzma. Right now, they got the Lakers up there. Some dude on ESPN said the Portland Trail Blazers look like they could be a number 2 seed or a top 4 seed. I'm like, I don't know about that one.
Hey, you ain't wrong, JP. Boy, you look at that shit, I don't know. And when you look at it, they give it the eye test on paper. It looks all right, my nigga.
Yeah, they do. They just got some small forwards to me.
Yeah, but shit, you know, any time Dan can get hot. That's why I'm mad, hey. I hate to say it, but Dame is like the Aaron Rodgers of basketball, my nigga. Like, you don't give this nigga no fucking help, my nigga. What you expect this nigga to do?
Yeah.
Like, because the nigga, he going to put up his points. You already know that. But shit, nigga, if last year, CJ McCullough been coming out for a back injury or whatever.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, and before that, shit, you took LaMarcus Aldridge, who just wanted to leave. He ain't had nobody else to ever replace that shit. He ain't never had no help over there.
No, PTB ain't had no help over there for them boys. But now they getting nut out. They getting right. I still feel like They should have kept Myles Leonard, but shit, they doing decent.
Yeah,
they was giving it to Zach Collins. But shit, them niggas gonna be decent though. Hopefully they be decent.
Yeah, they got
54
Jokic over there.
Yeah, they fuck around and do something.
If he don't stay hurt, they alright.
Oh yeah, yeah. If he stay healthy, they can nurture, can do some things.
I'm gonna say that when he came back in the bubble, he was doing alright to me, but shit. Look how long he was out before the bubble. Like shit. The bubble pretty much helped that nigga finish the career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The season off because, shit, that nigga was, if the season would have kept continuing, he would have never made it back on time. Shit, Porter probably wouldn't even made it to the playoffs if he ain't come back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They wouldn't have made it.
I could have seen them losing to Memphis in a play-in, shit.
Yeah, they could say, yo, they could have. They could have lost. They could have lost. Memphis might not even make the playoffs this year.
Nah, I think they would just have to stretch the job, all
right? Nah, they ain't gonna make it. They ain't gonna make it.
I don't see why they say that.
Phoenix making it this year.
Because you about to say Phoenix, yeah, but you gotta think the Rockets not making it this year.
Oh, yeah, the Rockets not making it. You right. You right. San Antonio might not be making it this year.
San Antonio might not make it. You know what I'm saying? Some teams gonna slide down because whatever players gonna go to these motherfucking teams, they gonna be in the rebuilding stage.
And see, San Antonio didn't make it this year, so yeah, I see it.
That's why I'm saying, shit, that if James Harden and Westbrook go, shit, them niggas don't give a fuck who you put over here. These niggas not making it to hell.
That means Phoenix and so yeah, that's what I'm saying. Phoenix and New Orleans can make it.
Man, it all depends on if off the strength of Brandon Ingram and he hoops. Like if they let him, if he was the number one player over there, shit, I say they would. If they lose to Drew Holiday, and if they keep trying to feed the niggas Zion, my niggas, I don't know.
I don't like that Eric Bledsoe shit, but hey, I don't like all the point guards. What's name then got? Atlanta got Rondo, Trae Young, Chris Dunn.
I don't know why they, when you got there, but I guess they trying to get Trae Young up.
You just want
to have him as a catch and shoot.
That'll be good too, though. Him and Rondo in the backcourt.
Yeah. But shit, he too small. Trae Young too small to play a shooting guard, see?
You had to push off screens and shit. Yeah, you beat.
Looking at the, on the defensive side.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. Nigga, he liability. That's why they bringing in the mother niggas around him. Bogdanovich and all these other niggas. Kevin Hooter, Kruger.
Some kind of hate shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I thought about it, too. You said, I'm like, why are they pushing to go get Rondo? And you go get you another point guard after that. And yeah. You know this nigga Trae Young is your main point guard right now.
So and you give this nigga, give Chris Dunn a 2-year deal for $10 million. And you gave Rondo a 2-year deal for $19 million. Why you giving all the, unless they trying to use this nigga as a trade asset. That's what went through my head. I was like, man, are they going to put Trae Young on a trade block to get a lot of first round picks and a star or some shit? Or what the fuck are they trying to do? I was like, man, that'd be crazy if Trae Young end up playing over there in fucking L.A.
Yeah, he never signed that big ass contract yet like these other niggas with extensions or shit.
Yeah, him or Kuzma.
Yeah.
That's why I say I know Kuzma is a trade asset. But what's but Trae Young looks like he about to be one too.
I don't know though. I can't. Yeah, they all did that Luka go, shit. Poor Trae, so he never know.
Yep.
Shit, Luka supposed to be in Atlanta right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They would have made the playoffs.
Yeah. See, he put Dallas in that
bag. Yeah, yeah. KP was hooping too, though. That nigga just too injury prone, man.
Yeah.
That's his problem. KP too injury prone, man.
A lot of them motherfuckers like that, though, dog.
Yeah, Jabari Parker.
That nigga ain't never played, no. I need to make a list of niggas who ain't played the whole 82 season. My nigga, you finna that bitch over fucking at least 3 years you ain't played at least 182 season, my nigga, like, or close to it.
Yeah.
And he ain't, niggas ain't gonna be able to do that because it's shittily too now.
He averaged double figures last year. I was like, man, this nigga need to go somewhere and just try to stay healthy. He need to be off the bench roll. He need to keep being off the bench until his shit get all the way better. I say he can average. If he averaged 13 last year, I say he can average 16 off the bench. You know what I'm saying? 17 off the bench. You can be a Dennis Schroeder and a Montrezl Harrell. Because you only take 9 to 10 shots a game, and they all efficient. Like you could take one or two threes a game, one or two 2-point shots, 3-point shots. I mean, three to four 2-point shots. But a lot of shit be in the paint now, coming off the bench. So nigga, you might as well be averaging 18. You can average 17, 18 instead of 13, 12.4 and shit like that, 11.1. Fuck that.
I just don't know, dog. What they gonna do about I don't know. You think that Tristan Thompson was a good pickup for Boston?
It was decent hustle game because you know he not a shooter and that's all he doing is hustle points anyway. And that's how he averaged. He'll walk in double double too. It's only a few walking double doubles in the league, man. Per minutes they get in the game. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta look at it like that. And you gotta look at it like, okay, well, that nigga Tristan Thompson is a walking double. And I ain't talking big time shit. I'm talking 10 and 10. Just regular 10 and 10. Yeah. Tristan Thompson. Motherfucking Andre Drummond. Motherfucking Anthony Davis. Bam Adebayo. KP. What's the dude's name? Montrezl Harrell. Antetokounmpo, Vita Sabonis, Jared Allen, and it was somebody else. I'm missing somebody. Because I was watching something about that the other day. Well, these niggas just walking double doubles. And I was like, shit, there's a few niggas like that who can just give you 10 and 10 real quick. That nigga Powell for Dallas. Powell. Yeah, the power forward or whatever, Powell, some light skinned nigga. He walking double double. Motherfucking Christian Woods from Detroit was walking double double. Blake Griffin still a walking double double. You know what I'm saying?
See another one that stay hurt.
Yep, Draymond Green walking double double. Derek Favors weak ass a little walking double double, even though he weak to me. DeAndre Ayton a walking double double. You ain't got too many other ones. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got too many other ones. Who I gonna? Oh yeah, Rudy Gobert. Chris Paul gonna have who right? DeAndre Ayton? Hell yeah. That nigga gonna be scoring. He about to average damn near 20, 22 maybe. And he gonna be a damn near looking like an All Star candidate. He might not get picked, but he gonna be looking like an All Star. but he gonna be looking like an All Star candidate. Cause he in the West, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, Chris Paul about to make that whole team better, and Jay Crowder.
Oh, Jay Crowder over there?
Yeah, boy.
Well, didn't he already play for them or not?
I don't think so. They got Jay Crowder. They got Jay Crowder instead of Kelly Oubre. So I say, well, yeah, that's gonna be nice. Crowder. Yep.
Every fucking season that nigga on another team, dog. Real shit, my nigga. You probably look up the last
Yeah, you look at Jay Crowder, he moved around.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And he a decent player too. He good too. 3-and-D guy.
I know that nigga been with the Cavaliers, Boston.
Atlanta. Utah, Miami.
Miami.
Nets. The Nets. He played for the Nets too.
Nah, this nigga probably got throwback for days at the house, nigga.
Shit, that's too shit. That nigga that. Hey, it happens like that. Shit, but shit, Miami didn't sign him. Like Miami didn't sign him back because they gave Dragic 2 years, $37.5 million. They gave Miles Leonard 3 years, $40 million. They gave Haslam a 1 year deal, and they gave somebody else a deal. Yep.
Yeah, Pat Riley rather do that.
That's his legend. That's his hometown legend. So we're gonna keep him on here until he retires. And they might just give him $800,000 contract. Shit, fuck it. 1.2, 1.3 veteran minimum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's getting a million. I ain't nothing wrong with that. But my thing is, when has the last time you seen him play?
You don't have to touch the court. He getting paid, man. He a legend. Yeah, I wouldn't want him I wouldn't want him over Jay Crowder either on my roster. Unless he on my roster, and then he ain't gonna make the playoff roster. But other than that, I don't want him on my roster, man. And we just have him just in case, like injuries are. Let's take him out the D League. Send him to the D League. He don't gotta play in the D League. He can be assistant coach in the D League and then come back up here and play.
Nigga, it don't make no sense to have that nigga.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. I'd rather Jay Crowder than Andre Iguodala. Iguodala was not himself this postseason or in the bubble.
Yeah,
you see what we have going on the Shuttle Talks Radio Live discussion of the NBA shit. Me and my boy Big A, conflict of issues, some good issues, some good things we agree on, you know what I'm saying? That's the NBA for, you know, with all these trades and shit going down lately, and putting more trades to happen into the trade deadline and then next offseason. So a lot of teams trying to make moves to be able to get these star players next offseason, free up some salary cap. A lot of teams are just making plays and home run hits right now to be in playoff contention and be in title contention for this upcoming season. Yes, it looks like the Lakers are top of the West again with the trades they made. I do believe Phoenix Suns will make it into the playoffs this year. I also believe that New Orleans will make it into the playoffs, seeing that Memphis may not. They didn't really make no adjustments that I know of. I do like the pickup out of TCU, that boy D-Bane. So shouts out to him. San Antonio didn't make the playoffs last year, so we know they spot open as usual. As my friend Big A put in, Houston Rockets will not be making the playoffs this year, especially if they don't have those two players. But if they do have those two players, we look to see them in the playoffs again. Also, if they make a big move around those two players to keep them there and bring in someone else to score and help them win a championship and be in title contention, they may stay. If not, if you're not going to do that, which I don't think you'll be able to do that now unless it's through trades. But you got to make a lot of key trades. You need some Kyle Korver, some shooters, some J.J. Reddicks. You need some big man who gonna hustle and get after some Larry Nance, some Aaron Gordon, somebody young who gonna hustle, and some wing players that come off the bench and hustle and score, and Houston will be all right. But long shot from that if the two superstars Westbrook and Harden leave. As I said before, you know you have the Lakers in there. You know, even without Klay Thompson suffering this significant injury, it was catastrophic. Warriors could still be a playoff bound team. Other than that, I wouldn't know if the Warriors would be title contention, but they'll be a playoff team. And like I say, and like I say right now, you know what I'm saying, the Lakers, Golden State will still make it. Denver, Utah, Portland, Clippers, New Orleans, you know. But right now, we like the Lakers looking like it. Looking like championship, you know. We'll see what Portland, I mean, we'll see what Brooklyn and Milwaukee do in the East. What Miami will do. Just a live update on what people discussing about the NBA. Who not in the NBA, you know? Stay tuned to the next episode. And also, I want to thank everybody who's tuned in, who been tuning in. Want to thank Anchor. Hey, if you don't have Anchor, start your Anchor podcast, man. You want to be a podcaster? Go with Anchor. I'd like to thank ClickBank. I'd like to thank Impact, Fever, Spreadshop, Teespring, Spreadshirt, Spotify. Let's have a good holidays, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. You hear my dog going off.